Many of you take advantage of an option to telecommute, but what if that option were pulled away? A lot of buzz lately. You may have heard some outrage surrounding a decision by Yahoo's CEO to require all of their employees to be in the office. She wants to help spark ideas and innovation there. That change at Yahoo is set to go into effect in June. With us live in the studio, Clinton Yates, Express local news editor and columnist for The Root DC. National Telecommute Week is coming up. So interesting timing that this announcement is happening around this time. What do you think about the Yahoo's decision?
Massive PR fail. I mean, you just can't come out and claim to be a tech company and have such a backwards thinking mentality about how people are allowed to be creative, how people are allowed to do their jobs and get their work done. And it just seems that it's the kind of thing where you say, what exactly are you doing as a company if this is how you believe the people that you're hiring should be behaving? If I'm a coder, a tech person, whatever, I got to presume this company's name is immediately crossed off the list as places I want to be a part of based on thinking, not just this policy alone.
You know, there was a study recently by Stanford that found that employees who are allowed to work from home are actually 13% more productive than if they work in the building, and that it actually saves money, saving the company about $2,000 per person per year. You would think that Yahoo would get that.
Let's also not forget about the other things. I mean, Yahoo is based in California, in the Valley. People driving to work and so on. There's environmental factors to this as well. Mm-hmm. People staying home is better for the, you know, better for the environment on a certain level. And it just, to me, you can't measure somebody's productivity only when they're there. I just don't understand where the mindset comes from, where I have to see you in order to know what you're able to do. It just doesn't make sense.
I'm wondering about implications at other companies and what message this decision is sending. Are you hearing any feedback?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think that, again, Yahoo is, this is just another nail in the so-called coffin for what is that company. I mean, if you think about what Yahoo has done, they've been a search engine, they've been a lot of different things. I know it for fantasy sports world, but outside of that, you just kind of know it because it's got a cool name. I think other companies will probably be rejoicing in this because it sets them apart in terms of their ability to be forward-thinking when it comes to dealing with their employers.
I wonder, though, if there's any merit to the argument that, you know, FaceTime is pretty critical to your career as you move forward. We know that, you know, people who show up at the office are more likely to be promoted, for example, and get better performance reviews. There is that to this equation.
Yeah, I'm not implying that the thinking behind the policy doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. I personally agree with that. What I'm saying is that from an outside standpoint, you have to think to yourself, why are you letting this get out? Why are you doing this in such a draconian manner? Okay. That's the issue. Fine, if you want people to show up in the office, tell them we'd like you to be in the office. To say, no, you can't do it, or there will be penalties, is what's problematic for me.
Yeah, and either or, it seems not right. There should be a happy middle here.
Agreed.
Interesting. Well, we'll continue to follow this and see what happens to Yahoo and see how other companies react as well. Clinton Yates, great to see you. Happy
you
Friday.
Too.
Clinton Yates is part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP.